It's a recent acquisition you ought to know about because you know all the household names. You probably grew up like I did with Super Salad or Red Mango, or if you're from the East Coast, you know, Friendly's Ice Cream. All these are under the same umbrella and have been for a good long while of Brix Holdings. But Brix Holdings and its 250 units were taken over by one of the franchisees of Friendly's Restaurants. The best thing I can tell you is they're smart enough to keep the CEO. The CEO is Sharif Mitjas, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be back on, David.
And it's good to see the continuity that they recognize a good operator. And you've been through a lot. I mean, you know at Friday's and other places, so you really know the industry. But tell me about this. What happens with this new acquisition and the new parents?
Well, it's really the best of both worlds, so to speak. I mean, you know, a lot of portfolio groups, obviously in our sector, get acquired, right? When we get to a certain scale, it's appealing to investors. We've been adding brands, as you know, with Clean Juice with the acquisition last year. And so we've been getting a lot of interest. But there's always that flip side where, well, you just get someone like a private equity firm or someone that doesn't know the business, just in for it, for the financials, the economics, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't understand the people, the hospitality side, the franchisee side of the business. This has got everything.
Yeah, this is a franchisee.
Well,
they own 30, is it Friendly's?
30 Friendly's restaurants, Amal, Coley, and the best part is Amal started in a Friendly's when he was 15 years old as a waiter.
That's outstanding.
So talk about starting from the ground level, not only getting to then owning a Friendly's restaurant, owning 30 Friendly's restaurants, but now owning the entire portfolio company that has Friendly's restaurants.
But this changes the nature somewhat, and probably in a good way, in that they're not all franchisees anymore. And you've got corporate-owned stores. Is that going to be the growth? And is Friendly's going to be the growth vehicle?
Friendly's is definitely going to continue to be one of our growth vehicles. You know, our Orange Leaf brand, we're going to open 6-7 of those stores this year. Red Mango is going to open 5 stores. Smoothie Factory Plus Kitchen is going to open 5. But Friendly's definitely, we want to bring from the East Coast more to the South and one here in Texas.
You're gonna
have
to. So
we're really pushing to have one in DFW.
I've heard of Friendly's all of my life, and I've never been in one because I've never been in some place where there is one.
So it's coming.
So tell me about the nature of the business right now. So you've got a lot of franchisees now. Obviously, he's got 30, but that's the exception rather than the norm, isn't it? Don't you have a lot of one-offs?
Twos? We do. Yeah, a lot of one-offs, a lot of just folks that wanted to go into business for themselves, right? So we have, you know, a single mom down in San Antonio that wanted to build something for her kids. And she, you know, created an Orange Leaf frozen yogurt shop with us and something to leave, you know, to build for her family. She's been wildly successful. She's built a second one.
It's awfully tough, though. I mean, you know, we've got I hear from larger operators that they're talking about the high labor costs, the interest rates, commodity prices. I mean, it's a tough business now, isn't it?
It is a tough business, but with the right model, with the right chain, you can make good money. I mean, we've got, you know, our Orange Leaf brand is up 20% year over year in sales, right? So people are, you know, when you get the right products, the right brand, the right experience, you know, it happens. There's winners and losers, right? You go in, outside of our brands, you look at someone like Texas Roadhouse, right? They're killing it, and they're buying and selling steak, right? Pretty high-end stuff, right? But they're doing really well. And then you look at the QSR brands. You know, some are making it, some are not. So it's really all about the right experience. The restaurant industry is tough, to your point. But people that do it right can make money.
Yeah, it is. And actually, we talked about this several months ago, but it's intriguing to see, you know, Chili's overtaking the McDonald's, you know, for the same customer. I mean, that is a transition I never thought I would see.
It's just tapping into something, right? Chili's and, you know, Kevin Hochman, who's the CEO over there, has done a great job, you know, really creating a very different environment, different experience, and he threw in value, right? So he knew those McDonald's customers, there's no such thing as a dollar menu at McDonald's anymore, right? You're paying $6, $7, $8. So why not come pay $10 at a Chili, get a sit-down, service, led hospitality experience for about the same price.
So how do you take an established regional brand like this, like, and I focus on Friendly's for right now, and move them into Texas or the Carolinas or Georgia or some of these other areas for expansion?
Yeah, it comes down to, again, finding the right partners, right? And so we have got a lot of interested franchisees looking to build the Friendly's, right, brand. We've got a guy right now down in Atlanta who wants to put two Friendly's around Atlanta in the suburbs. And we got some folks that are interested, like I said, doing it down here in Dallas. And it's really all about, to your point, so many people have heard about Friendly's, right? It's a brand name that's 90 years old.
Yeah.
Right? We started in 1935. And so all the transplants that have come, especially down here to Texas, everyone knows Friendly's. And they're like, to you, I'm like, oh my God, I was at Friendly's as a kid when I grew up in New York, or I grew up in Philly, or I grew up in Charlotte. And now they're coming to Dallas and saying, God, I miss Friendly's.
So some of these brands, correct me if I'm wrong, but are sold in stores, aren't they? Friendly's ice cream is in stores.
Friendly's ice cream.
Now, obviously, yes. That's not from franchisees, right? Or is it from?
No, that comes from our partner at Dairy Farmers of America. They produce our ice cream and they sell it at Walmarts and Kroger's and other retail outlets.
So is that true with any of the other, like Red Mango or Orange Leaf, any of the other brands too? Humble Donut, I guess, would be logical for that too.
It would. We don't have that yet, right? Because more of those frozen yogurt concepts are more the experience with putting the toppings on the yogurt, right? Your traditional yogurt shop. So we're keeping that in store for right now.
All right. And you got to keep it all based here in Dallas?
We're all staying right here. No change. I get to keep leading the ship. My team's here, and we're looking forward to not only growing the brands we have, but as I mentioned, acquiring new brands here in the coming months.
All right. So do you keep the name Bricks Holdings, or is this Legacy Brands International?
No, our company is still called Bricks Holdings. The investment group that acquired us is Legacy Brands, but our brand, our company, is still called Bricks.
All right, Sharif Metyus is the CEO of Bricks Holdings, has been and still is, and promises to deliver us a Friendly's ice cream in the next year?
Next year.
Okay, I'll hold you to it. Thanks for being with us. We enjoyed catching up. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.